What can you tell me about Dad, Mom? Is there anything you can tell me about Dad? That, like, something he did that really, like, changed your life or my life to an important factor?
Okay, Dad, at one point, when he knew that I was pregnant and you were on the way, he wanted to do his own business. So he started his own business with a friend to try and make more money.
Okay. Could you tell me something that Dad did to me that you really liked, or something that he did for me that you really enjoyed?
The one thing he did do when you were born was that he did not leave your side. We had made an agreement that when you were born, he was going to stay with you and Grandma was going to stay with me, and he was going to keep an eye on you, and he did. From day one, he didn't keep an eye off of you. He carried you, he fed you, he watched where you went, and everything. So he that was one good thing. And then he'd fall asleep with you on his chest. Like, he did a lot of little things. He read to you when I was pregnant, when you were in my belly. He read books to you and talked to you. So when you were born, as soon as you heard his voice, you turned to wherever he was at to try and find him. So
could you tell me what that business was that he started with a friend?
It was a computer parts business. They would, they had people they knew, so they would order parts, computer parts from them. They would build computers and little things like that. So,
Okay. Let's see. Could you say anything, any funny moments that happened with Dad that you can still remember?
Oh my goodness. It was a Halloween when, he decided to wear that Scream mask. Like, he had found it somehow. Anywho, we were at Grandma's house. And the two rooms, your tia's room and the room we were in, connected. So then there was a door in between. So I was in tia's room and he was in the room we were staying in. And all of a sudden, I don't know what I was doing. He comes out and he was wearing a Scream mask. And I yelled. He scared the heebie-jeebies out of me. I ran and started screaming. And it was hilarious. He thought it was funny. Of course, it was funny later, but at that point, it wasn't that funny. But he did. He scared me. It was so funny. It was fun. It was nice.
Okay. Could you tell me something Dad did that you wish you could also do with him? Or, like, no. But is there anything Dad did that you wish you could have been there to help him with?
No, I mean, I think... But this was before we met. But when his mom passed away, you know, it was a hard time for him. And, you know... it was difficult for him to handle. And then when his sister passed away, the same thing. I was there for his sister's death, but I think his mom's death is the one that affected him the most.
Okay. Was there any moments that you can remember about Dad that was just a big impact all over?
What do you mean?
Like, something Dad did that really impacted both of our lives or one of our lives, truly.
I think the one thing that impacted your life as well as mine was when we both decided that it was best if we just went our separate ways. You had to be split between two homes and your two parents. But in the long run, it was for the best because you did get to spend really quality time with your daddy. And you didn't have to see us arguing or anything like that.
Every weekend, I was going to him. I was always happy to go.
And sometimes during the week, you'd spend time with him. So it was something that changed our life. It was negative in the beginning, but then it became positive. You got to really spend some quality time with your daddy.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything that Dad did? Or was there anything you did that impacted Dad?
I made him get closer to his dad. He was separate from his family. Like, he was very detached from his family. So I had him go visit his dad more often, and we spent more time with his sister. So he became he became closer to his family when he met me, because as you know, our family is very close. So, you know, you have your tia and your uncle and your tio, and they're always involved in everything. So the family is very close. So I helped him become far closer to his family.
Mm-hmm. Do you tell me the story again of how you and Dad met?
I was going to UCLA. I was attending UCLA. And I worked at Big Five. And your dad came in as, I think he was an assistant manager. And he happened to start working at the Big Five where I was working. And so, you know, when you're friends, we all would go out, all the people who worked there, you know, we became friends and we'd go out to eat or out to parties or whatever. We'd hang out. And so then that's how your dad and I met each other. It was through work.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what happened to dad? Like, what happened to him that caused him his death?
Your dad had cirrhosis of the liver from too much alcohol intake. And he had recuperated once. And then this second time, he ended up getting far sicker. He ended up getting an infection in his blood. So then, although they tried dialysis and other methods to try and help him get better, it had already affected his internal organs. So it was a bit too difficult to reverse it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then, you know, it was just a matter of time. And he would have passed. But it was mainly the cirrhosis of the liver, and he didn't eat well. He didn't take care of himself. I mean, when he worked together, you know, I'd make sure he ate some vegetables and all the things you're supposed to eat. But, mm-hmm. you know, once we separated and he went his separate way, you know, his food intake was not the greatest.
Yeah.